Okay, in this video I'm going to show you how to do an end-to-end walkthrough on how to configure ADFS V2 and SharePoint 2010 together to use an SAML claims authentication for a single sign-on. In this scenario, ADFS V2 is our identity provider, and we need to configure ADFS with information about our relying party. In this case, SharePoint is our relying party. And it's depending on ADFS to do the authentication and provide the claims. So for SharePoint, we had to configure it to trust the identity providers that are sending the claims. And we need a SharePoint web application that's going to consume those claims.
I'll include these steps and the PowerShell scripts to demonstrate exactly how to do this.
Step 1, configure the Active Directory Federation service. Step 2, add the relying party trust for the SharePoint 2010 web application. Step 3, import the ADFS signing certificate to the SharePoint server. Step 4, configure the SharePoint to use ADFS as an SAML identity provider. And step 5, configure user permission for SAML authentication. In ADFS 2.0 Configuration Wizard, you might find that you can't change the ADFS Federation service name. And that's because by default, the Federation service name is the fully qualified domain name, FQDN, of the current server. So if we use FQDN as the Federation service name, the service principal name, SPN, for the Federation service will fail to register. And we don't want that. So, while in the newer version of ADFS, you're able to change the Federation service name in the Configuration Wizard, to change the Federation service name, open IIS. The subject name of the SSL certificate binding to the default website is used as the ADFS name. So, to change the service name, we need to change the SSL certificate for the default website first. I will use myadfs.contoso.com as the Federation service name, and I had to create an A record for it in my DNS server. Don't forget this step. In this lab, there is a certification authority server, so I can request a new certificate from the certification authority server directly. After binding the new certificate to the default website, let's start the ADFS Configuration Wizard again. And you'll find the Federation service name is now changed. I've installed an ADFS server on this machine, so it's going to prompt me to delete the existing database.
You can add any user account as the ADFS service account that you want, but you have to make sure to set the password of this user to never expire.
In the next step, we'll configure a relying party trust and claim rules for the SharePoint server. In this lab, lg-sp2010.contoso.com is the FQDN of the SharePoint server, and you can replace it with the FQDN of your SharePoint server. The relying party identifier will be used when you configure the SharePoint server later, and the identifier must start with the URN colon prefix. Then create claim rules. In the next step, we need to import the ADFS signing certificate to the SharePoint server, and keep in mind that it should be the signing certificate. Next, let's configure the SharePoint server to use the ADFS server as the identity provider. The script is available in the KB article 306-4450. Make sure that it's the same relying party identifier as you set in the ADFS server. If the identifier is different, authentication is not going to work. Open Authentication Providers in SharePoint Central Administration, and you'll see a Trusted Identity Provider option and an identity provider we just created. Select the options to enable the new authentication method, and we'll call it SAML-based claims authentication. Now, let's open the SharePoint server website. You'll see a few options for the authentication methods. For testing purposes, I didn't disable the NTLM authentication in authentication providers, so select the SALM authentication and type in a credential of the domain user. Oops, access denied. What is the cause of this problem? From the UI of this page, you can see that this is a SharePoint error. The authentication claim passed by ADFS server is denied by the SharePoint server. Otherwise, an ADFS error will look like this. Maybe we forgot to add permission for this user on the SharePoint server. So first, this user must have an email address in AD. Log in to the SharePoint site using the site administration account. Add the proper permissions for the claim-based authentication user. and then manually type in the email address of the user and click search. You must select the user under the provider you created. Now try again to access the website by the SLAM authentication. And it works.